Pete Hegseth, America's Secretary of Defense, hit back Saturday at critics of the killings in the Caribbean of people the Trump administration says are drug smugglers, which it's linked to Venezuela and the government in Caracas. At least 83 people have been killed and 21 have been injured in the last 3 months in U.S. raids. In an incident on the 2nd of September, two survivors of a U.S. airstrike that destroyed a boat said to be carrying narcotics were subsequently killed when the admiral in charge, Frank Bradley, who leads Special Operations Command, ordered a second strike after they were spotted clinging onto the wreckage. Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in the last couple of hours, Secretary Hegseth was defiant, saying the U.S. will continue killing those he labeled narco-terrorists. Major General Stephen Lepper served as Judge Advocate General in the U.S. Air Force. That's the second most senior lawyer in uniform at the Pentagon until his retirement. He's a member of JAGS, a group of former military lawyers set up in February in response to the firing of other Judge Advocate Generals. Speaking to me earlier before Mr. Hegseth's appearance at the forum, I asked him why the anti-narcotics operations are so troubling.
Well, I'm very concerned. I and my colleagues, first of all, believe that even the first strikes of these vessels are unlawful because the legal justification upon which the entire operation is based, first of all, is still secret because the Office of Legal Counsel opinion justifying them has not been released. But even more importantly, it does not constitute a non-international armed conflict, which is the rationale that the Trump administration has given for the strikes in the first place.